Master, did you not sow good seed in your field? In the name of one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Please be seated. Of course, Jesus sowed good seed. Yes, there is evil in the world. And yes, children of God live together among it. Today's gospel is known as the parable of the weeds. Jesus continues his teaching of the crowd along the seashore using parables, this time using the lesson and imagery of growing wheat alongside the inevitable weeds and the need to wait until the harvest time to perform the laborious task of separating the good edible grain from the toxic weeds. There are two questions posed in this parable. First, Master, did you not sow good seed in your field? We see that something wrong has happened. Something bad has happened in the field, in the world, in our days, in our lives. Do we blame God? I've done my job. I've been good. How can these bad things be happening? Evil because it is in the world. There are bad seeds among us. The second question, also from the servants, then should we go and gather the weeds? The master answers, no, let both grow together until it is time. God will judge. God will judge the good and the bad at the end of the age. So we live together, all of us humans. Those of us who work and strive for good and to do our best to be righteous, compassionate, and caring. We live alongside those who don't do that, who are not good. Those who look to abuse and oppress and hate. These are the weeds. This is the parable of the weeds. So what is it about these field intruders that Jesus is really referring to? All right, brace yourself. Here comes Bible study. Those of us who garden and try to keep up with a nice lawn, well, I'm not quite in that group, but I'm trying. We're picking weeds up all the time. We're not waiting until they get really big. We're not waiting till the end of a growing season to separate these big weeds from our tomatoes, our peppers, and our flowers. When we pull the weeds up, they don't cause much damage, just a little bit. So what kind of weed are we actually looking at in this parable? My study Bible that I have to go to when I have some extra questions on Scripture, I look for those footnotes. And sure enough, the first time weeds is mentioned, there's a footnote. And the footnote reads, probably darnel. Anybody heard of darnel? Okay. Okay, gotcha. But it's a wheat-like weed. It looks like the crop it's invading. So that's just sneaky. That's too hard. Is this a weed or is it my wheat trying to grow nice and tall? So the enemy comes in at night and throws in the bad seeds, and the resulting weed looks a lot like the crop you're trying to grow. So I kept studying darnel. It's not so much wheat-like, it's more like rye. Rye looks a lot like wheat, but it has a deeper root system that's a little more robust and has a longer growing season. So when you do pull it up, knowing that it's not your wheat, it does do some damage to the wheat. Rye is also, in the region of Galilee, susceptible to fungus. So it becomes toxic and not good for baking and, of course, eating. And it was a known practice at the time that people would come around at night and poison the field of somebody they didn't like, somebody that they were feuding with. And it was such a problem at the time that the Romans actually had laws against it. So Jesus knows all this stuff about wheat and weeds, and he knew the crowd would understand, that they would get it. But it's his disciples reacted another way. It's not that the disciples didn't get it. It's just that they were looking for a deeper meaning. So here's another break in the scriptures. Matthew 31 to 35, if you notice, it's left out. And you know me, I'm going to go read it anyway. And it's two more parables, two more short parables, and we know them too. The parable of the mustard seed and the parable of the leavened bread. So Jesus, while he's in the boat, in the seashore, talking to the crowd, he tells them three short parables, and then he gets out, goes into the house with his disciples, and of the three, the disciples ask him about the parable of the weeds. Probably because this is still on their mind, and it's probably the most troubling. Is the parable of the weeds, as Jesus tells it, have a deeper meaning? So Jesus responds clearly. Jesus is the sower. The field is the world. Good seed are the children of God. The weeds are the children of the evil one. The enemy who sowed them is the devil, and the harvest is the end of the age. The reapers at the harvest are the angels. So at the end of the age, the righteous and the evildoers will be separated. The evildoers will be cast into the fiery furnace, and the righteous will shine like the sun in the kingdom of heaven. This is the harvest, the end of the age, the day of the Lord, when all will be judged. So this is our hope, our faith, that when we strive to be Christ-like and live a life walking humbly with Jesus Christ, we will be shining. When, though, will this happen? We don't know. That's on God's time. What do we do until then? How do we live our lives now with all these evildoers everywhere on earth? Last Sunday, I mentioned the two images of Jesus teaching the people. Jesus delivering his Sermon on the Mount from a high place on firm, solid ground. And Jesus teaching parables to the crowd from a boat just off the shore. The boat rocking back and forth with the waves. And sometimes you have to hold on to the side for balance. The parables Jesus uses are troubling and disturbing. And sometimes we need more time to figure them out, to find that deeper meaning. And it's not always easy to go with the flow. So return to the Mount. Matthew chapter 5, 6, and 7. In chapter 5, verses 43 to 47, Jesus says, "You have heard that it was said, you shall love your neighbor and hate your enemy." It's almost like the words were saying, go ahead and throw that seed over into your neighbor's yard. Jesus continues, "But I say to you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you, so that you may be children of the Father in heaven." And this is not easy. Paul knew it wasn't easy. In Romans, he declares, "Brothers and sisters, we are all children of God, heirs with Christ. In fact, we suffer with him so that we may be glorified in him." Amen.